what is the most effective way by which we can avoid getting caught up in problems? What is the most effective Krishna conscious way? See, each of us is individual. Each of us has an individual nature. And we have to find out what is the way by which we can direct our consciousness towards Krishna most effectively. That means that in bhakti there are various activities. In this age, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is the recommended Yuga Dharma. And by chanting, intensely chanting, desperately, we can direct our thoughts towards Krishna. At the same time, we have to know that it's a war. And in a war, we cannot go in we cannot stick to always to a pre-designed strategy. Suppose a warrior goes and says, I'm going to fight with a sword, I'm going to kill the enemy. But if the enemy is attacking with bow and arrow, what can I do? My sword is not going to work. So I have to use a bow and arrow at that time. So like that, when we are fighting the mind, we have to see what works. So the holy name is very powerful. The holy name we can take shelter of, if that helps us to move our consciousness towards Krishna. But we have to say, sometimes, you know, if we have a more of a musical bent of mind and having some kirtan of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, singing it ourselves or hearing it, that may help us. If we are more visually oriented and having some beautiful pictures of the deities, that can infuse devotional emotion within us. That can infuse prayerfulness within us. If we are more intellectually oriented, you know, maybe having some analytical philosophical points, having some quotes about you know, the futility of worrying, or faith in Krishna, or Krishna's omnibenevolence, Krishna's love, those may help us. So as we keep practicing bhakti, we observe ourselves and find out for ourselves what is it that connects us with Krishna. So this is not going to be standard for everyone. When I go and take darshan of the deities, now if I don't recite verses, some prayers to Krishna, I can't connect with the deities. I just look at the deities. I'm not a very visual person. I'm a very verbal person. Many times I go in front of the deities, take darshan, and after 3 days, I will remember which verse I recited, but I won't remember what was the dress of the deities. That is just the way I am. So now, of course, I try to remember the dress of the deities also, but it's difficult for me. So once I told you, one devotee, that, you know, we can recite verses and then we can think this verse, whatever Krishna is being described, that is the same person over here. And that we can absorb ourselves in Krishna. So after 2 days, devotee came and told me, you know, when I think of reciting a verse in front of the deities, that recollecting that verse itself causes so much tension that whatever bhakti I am feeling, that also goes away. So, you know, what is anukul for me is not anukul for him. So I have to find out what is anukul for me, and you have to find out what is anukul for you. And by that, when we find that out, we can use it for connecting with Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.